We're reading reports today that Chinese iPhone users aren't able to access the Apple News app launched last month. And this isn't China's so-called Great Firewall blocking content from Facebook or the New York Times. This is Apple itself disabling the Apple News app on iPhones in China. Now, you may be saying, wait a minute, since when has Apple been a news organization? Well, it turns out many of the big tech companies are morphing into news organizations in part, and that includes Facebook and now Google. John Carroll, here and now media analyst and professor at Boston University's School of Communications, is with us in the studio to talk about this. Hi, John.
Hey, Jeremy.
And Facebook launched its instant articles. We talked about that a few months back. There's the new Apple News app that we just mentioned on iPhones. And now Google. What are these tech companies doing in the news business?
Well, they're providing platforms for news. Publishers are finding that it's harder to pull readers to them and it's easier to push content to the readers. So basically what they're doing is providing alternate platforms, in the case of Facebook and Apple, for publishers to embed their content. The difference here is Facebook and Apple are asking publishers, entering partnerships with publishers to embed their content on their platform. So if you click on a link in a newsfeed on Facebook, you don't go to the New York Times website. What happens is the article loads on Facebook. You don't leave Facebook. So that's true for Facebook and Apple. So that's an arrangement they're making with publishers. Google's a little something different. They've developed a code, and this is all about download time. Everybody wants faster download time on mobile devices. Google has come up with a code that publishers can adopt that will allow their content to load faster on the mobile web.
So that you go and look at the content on your mobile web app through Google rather than opening up the app that the news organization offers itself.
Exactly. So smartphone users spend 81% of their time basically on mobile apps and 19% on mobile web. That's bad news for Google. So they want people to be able to – they want people to stay on the web. What they need to do is provide a faster download so that it will be – more inviting, people will be less likely to install ad blockers.
What is in it for a news organization to get involved in a deal like this?
Well, eyeballs. The New York Times wants millennials. Millennials are hard to pull to their website. They're easier to find on Facebook. So essentially what they want is they want more traffic, more readers, really valuable readers for them in terms of advertising. And so they're chasing them to the platforms they're on rather than trying to attract them to the New York Times platform.
So the thing that worries me about this, and you tell me, maybe I'm worrying and I shouldn't be worrying, but if we're getting to the point where those who are offering the news to the news consumers are not actually hiring the journalists and putting out the news, are we getting far enough away that it's going to hurt the news business and journalism in general?
Well, nobody's changed employers. So the New York Times journalists still work for the New York Times. I think the concern here is that the tech companies are sort of calling the tune, that publishers are basically adopting whatever guidelines the tech companies want to establish and instigate. So basically, publishers are giving up control in many ways. They're allowing the tech companies to dictate how they're going to actually distribute their content.
And which stories get the most placement.
Exactly. Facebook and Apple aren't shy about withholding content.
That's John Carroll, here and now media analyst and professor at Boston University School of Communication. Thank you so much.
Thank you.